Good afternoon. It is a snowy 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin law allows the county to levy outside of the allowable levy limit for a countywide emergency medical system per Wisconsin state statute. Through discussions with municipalities served by the Richland Ambulance Service, it was found that many can no longer afford to provide this service and are asking Richland County to fund the service outside of the levy limit. James Small from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health presented how municipalities can do this to the Richland County Executive and Finance Committee at last night's meeting. Four municipalities that currently get their EMS service from a different service would then be reimbursed from the county for tax dollars collected by the county for that municipality. The committee then discussed how it may work and had different questions. Administrator Tricia Clements then said that the report would be in by the 30th and they would know more at that time. The committee will have further discussion in April. A decision will need to be made prior to 2027 budget planning, which will begin in late March, early April with capital improvement planning. Every 4 years, state statute requires the county board to establish the total annual compensation for elected officials prior to the filing of nomination papers. Election for the coroner, sheriff, and clerk of circuit court are in the fall of 2026. Nomination papers can be circulated beginning April 15th. The proposed salary for both the sheriff and clerk of court is a 10% increase the first year, with an annual 5% increase for the remainder of the term. The coroner's pay would increase to $8 plus $100 a call and $30 per cremation, plus an annual increase of 4% in the remaining 3 years. These recommendations will be forwarded to the full board for approval. Exception to the compensatory changes were requested for the Pine Valley staff that have the ability to work the floor in the event of a call-in by Pine Valley Administrator Brittany Paulus. She stated that comp time simply shifts the gap to another day and reduces leadership presence later. Paying the hourly rate at the time worked is the most operationally sound and fiscally responsible approach. The executive committee approves sending this proposal onto the full board for approval. The committee also discussed funding of the Simons Recreation Complex. The city and county format of organization is not sustainable, and the city desires to no longer be an agent of Simons. Following a comprehensive study by Simons, it has been suggested that they move to a nonprofit model or to go under the umbrella of the school district. Governor Evers visited La Crosse and Baraboo on Tuesday to highlight the launch of the new state film office and film tax credit program. While in Baraboo, the governor met with filmmakers from Wisconsin to conduct a walking tour and discuss the new film tax program. During the walking tour, Representative Karen DeSanto highlighted the beauty of the Baraboo area, including the vibrant downtown Baraboo area with terrific shops, the murals on many of the downtown buildings that celebrate the heritage of Baraboo. The goal of the program is to encourage filmmakers to produce films in the state using the talent based in the state. While the films will not all be about Wisconsin, some of them will be, according to Governor Evers. Films will be produced in Wisconsin because we have good, talented people here, and the tax credits will encourage filmmakers to consider Wisconsin, according to Evers. The credits will help filmmakers come to Wisconsin for new productions that will provide immediate returns like employing local workers, booking local lodging, and the purchasing of local goods and services to bolster local and statewide economies while also showcasing the state of Wisconsin. The hope is producers will come to towns such as Baraboo in the future and keep more people involved in local communities while keeping talented people in Wisconsin. He stopped in Baraboo as it is one of his favorite places to stop after living in the area previously. Filmmakers visited great downtowns such as Baraboo, where many creative people reside. While visiting Baraboo, the governor mentioned the amazing Al Ringling Theater, and he would never guess there would be such a facility in a town this size. Keeping it going is important for the history of the area. To be eligible for tax credits, productions must spend a minimum of $100,000 for projects 30 minutes or longer and a minimum of $50,000 for projects less than 30 minutes. Projects may receive up to $1 million in tax credits per fiscal year. Governor Evers said it is not a lot of money, but it is a start. Eligible production expenses include cast and crew wages, accommodations, cost of set in construction and operations, purchase or rental of facilities and equipment, location fees, and other production-related goods and services purchased and consumed within the state. Film Wisconsin will review tax credit applications monthly. The tax credits are retroactive to eligible expenditures beginning January 1, 2026. Learn more about Film Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Film Production Tax Credit at filmwisconsin.com. Senator Howard Markline, Representative Travis Tranel, and other residents of the 17th Senate District were among those who testified in favor of Senate Bill 3 on Tuesday. Introduced last January by Senator Markline and Representative Tranel, SB 3 would require local elected officials and municipalities to sign off on large wind and solar projects as they go through the approval process. Markline stated, in recent years, citizens in rural communities and their local elected officials have felt ignored when they express concerns about large utility projects in their backyard. Tranel stated, communities deserve a meaningful voice when large industrial wind and solar projects are proposed in their backyard. Senate Bill 3 restores local control and ensures the people most affected by these developments have the opportunity to weigh in before final decisions are made. Since 2009, Wisconsin Act 40 took away local control under Governor Jim Doyle. The Public Service Commission is responsible for granting a certificate of public convenience and necessity for proposed large wind and solar facilities without any approval from local officials. SB 3 would amend the review process to require municipalities to approve or deny a project no later than 90 days after receiving a request. The PSC would be unable to complete its evaluation until every municipality within the proposed area has approved the project. Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation that would ban cosmetic testing on animals in Wisconsin. The bill is championed by 14-year-old Wauwatosa student Abby Wurzberger.
As of today, 12 states have already passed legislation to ban cosmetic animal testing, and we need Wisconsin to be the 13th. The Wisconsin Humane Cosmetics Act would ban the manufacture, import, sale, and act of conducting cosmetic animal tests in the state of Wisconsin.
She added,
overall, this bill would prohibit the practice of cosmetic animal testing in Wisconsin. Animals don't deserve this, and they are depending on us to be their voice. Just like the other 12 states that have banned cosmetic animal testing, Wisconsin needs to follow suit.
Wurzberger has been working with Wauwatosa Democratic Representative Robin Vining on the bill. With the current legislative session almost over, it's unlikely the bill will be acted on this year. Wisconsin is pushing ahead with its lawsuit against Live Nation, even after a major federal settlement with the company and Ticketmaster. The U.S. Department of Justice announced Live Nation will pay up to $280 million in fines and spin off 13 amphitheaters nationwide as part of that agreement. However, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the state isn't backing off. Call says several states will continue their cases to ensure fair competition in the market. A federal judge says the trial is expected to resume next week. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson is warning of a sweepstakes scam. A resident recently received a letter from ARB Interactive PCH Digital's International Promotions Prize Award Department. The letter congratulated the resident on being the lucky grand prize winner of $750,000. The letter also explains that they have services to offer financial and legal advice to help manage the winnings. It then advised the resident to contact their claims agent for method of payment in the company's payout department to pay the out-of-pocket expenses in order to receive the winning amount. A major red flag in the letter was the phrase, "Keep this award letter strictly confidential." Be cautious of any award letter you receive for a prize in a contest or promotion you did not enter. A Wausau company must pay fines for alleged violations of Wisconsin air pollution laws. Attorney General Josh Call on Monday announced a settlement which requires Apogee Wausau Group to pay $250,000. The firm owns and operates manufacturing facilities under its Linetech division. Earlier this month, the Wisconsin Department of Justice filed a civil complaint in Marathon County Circuit Court, alleging Linetech committed 22 violations of air pollution control laws. Department of Natural Resources inspections between August 2018 and May 2024 found emissions of two pollutants as high as 2 to 4 times above authorized annual reporting levels. Apogee did not admit to any wrongdoing or liability under the settlement. Booking a vacation requires time and detailed planning. When planning your next trip, be wary of false promises and a sense of urgency that can fool you into paying for something that doesn't exist. The Better Business Bureau encourages you to stay alert for common travel and vacation scams and use BBB-accredited businesses to ensure your vacation goes as planned. 5 vacation scams and red flags to keep an eye out for are the vacation rentals con, free vacation scams, third-party booking site scams, hotel scams, and timeshare reselling scams. Vacation rentals are a great option if you want to have the comforts of home when you travel. When booking your rental, watch out for listings for properties that either aren't for rent, don't exist, or are significantly different than pictured. These con artists lure in vacationers with the promise of low fees and great amenities. The owner creates a false sense of urgency, such as telling potential clients that another vacationer is interested in the rental during the same time as your trip, to try and get your payment before you have time to do sufficient research or question the legitimacy of the listing. It is best to talk with the owner by phone, check public records to confirm the property matches the one advertised, and use trusted vacation rentals. When a cruise or travel company advertises a vacation as free, it does not necessarily mean the trip is entirely without cost or restrictions. Read the fine print and watch out for add-on fees for air transportation to the port, port charges, taxes, tips, and other undisclosed fees. If you're interested in booking a vacation or cruise package, work with a reputable travel agency. If you book or your airfare, hotel, or other travel through a third-party website, be sure to use caution. BBB Scam Tracker continues to receive reports of scammers pretending to be online airline ticket brokers. In the most common version of the scam, travelers pay with a credit card, and shortly after making the payment, they receive a call from the company asking them to verify their name, address, banking information, or other personal details, something a legitimate company would never do. The company may also call and say your flight has been canceled and you must pay additional fees to secure your seat or even bring baggage on board. Do your research before booking airfare or vacation package with a company you're not familiar with. When staying in a hotel, beware of techniques used to get a hold of credit card information. Scammers count on tourists and business travelers being tired or in a hurry. Pay close attention and watch out for fake front desk calls. Scammers call late at night or right after check-in, impersonating the front desk person. The caller claims there's a problem with the card on file and asks the traveler to re-verify the credit card information. Free Wi-Fi connections, Wi-Fi skimming targets travelers with the promise of free internet access. Scammers set up a fake connection that appears to be free hotel Wi-Fi, but it's not safe. They will control the connection through their computer and collect all the data you transmit, including passwords, card information, and more. Avoid doing any banking transactions or checking personal accounts when using an open Wi-Fi network. Use a secure private network if it is absolutely necessary to access personal or financial accounts. Scammers will also distribute fake menus to hotel rooms. When a traveler calls the phone number and orders delivery, they collect the credit card information and never deliver the food. Another common travel scam is the timeshare resale con. A timeshare owner who is looking to sell gets a call from someone claiming to be a real estate broker or agent. These scammers claim to specialize in timeshare resales and promise they have buyers ready to purchase. To secure this service, the scammer pressures the target into paying an upfront fee. The timeshare owner pays up, but the reselling agent never delivers. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. The Vernon County Erlinson office building in Viroqua will be temporarily closed to the public due to scheduled electrical maintenance this Friday. County facility staff and contracted electricians will be completing plan work to maintain and improve the building's backup generator systems. The temporary closure will allow crews to safely complete the necessary maintenance. During this time, staff who normally work in the affected building will continue providing services from the courthouse annex. Services will remain available to the public, although residents may experience minor adjustments in service delivery. Community members are encouraged to check the county website or contact the county department you need to conduct business with directly for information on accessing services during the closure. Affected county departments are Human Services, Health, Zoning and Sanitation, UW Extension, and Coroner. Normal operations for the Erlinson office building are planned for Monday at 8:30 a.m. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations through March 27th for one seat on the Wisconsin Cherry Board. DATGAP will mail nomination forms to eligible growers. Producers must sign and postmark completed nomination forms by March 27th and include signatures from at least five eligible growers other than the nominee. Growers who have not received a nomination form by March 15th or have other questions about the nomination process should email datcpmarketorders@wisconsin.gov. DATCAP will conduct the Wisconsin Cherry Board election from May 11th through June 15th. Elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1st, 2026, and ending June 30th, 2029. The Golden Gallon Scholarship is now available at your local high school guidance office. You can also get the scholarship form online at the UW-Richland Extension website. This scholarship is open to all students in any post-secondary school, but must have exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair Junior Show. You do not need to be majoring in agriculture or an agricultural-related course to apply. Individuals may apply each year they are enrolled in a post-secondary school. An individual may win the scholarship more than once. The deadline to apply is Monday, March 16th. If you have any questions, contact Julie Durst at 608-604-5755 or email at jldurst91@gmail.com. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Robert McConkie of Richland Center on ticket number 42.